Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Whole Scoop. Remember, we're a health and wellness radio show where our guests are always highly credentialed. And usually we present opposite perspectives, or we allow different perspectives to give you, the listener, a chance to make a well-informed decision. I am your host, Carol Ferraci, a registered licensed dietitian, practicing for over 30 years and the founder of Naturally Nutrition. And you can check me out at www.naturallynutritioninc.com. As I've said before, it's really important for me to provide you with highly qualified guests on this show, and tonight is absolutely no exception to that rule. We're doing tonight a very special show. We're kind of going off our own little grid here. It's called Guided Meditation, Relaxing and Envisioning True Health. And while that might sound wonderful and relaxing, I just need to remind you that our guest tonight is so highly credentialed in this, but still it might be best if you talk with your health care advisor or medical advisor prior to implementing any and all interventions discussed on this program. The call-in number is 347-855-8894, and you can also direct questions and comments to www.blogtalkradio.com/thewholescoop. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio. We've been getting a lot of comments and questions on the Facebook, and with some suggestions on new shows. I'm open to that, so please use us, please follow us, please like us on Facebook, and share the page. Again, the number is 347-855-8894. We will be taking questions later, but like I said, tonight's a little bit different. We are going to be doing a guided meditation. We will take questions, and again, I'll call out the last four digits of your telephone number. If you're looking to ask a question, remember to press the number 1 to get in the queue for questions. So with all that being said, if you've been following the show, then you already know this guest. She was with us a couple of weeks ago, Tracy Stoppler. She's a registered dietitian with a Master of Science in Nutrition from New York University, and is certified by the American College of Sports Medicine. She's the Nutrition Director at Nutrition ETC in Plainview, Long Island. She's also an adjunct professor at both Adelphi University and Lehman College. Tracy has authored over 30 abstracts, papers, book chapters in the scientific literature on the topic of nutrition and exercise, and she's created a series of meditation classes. See, you're wondering where Tracy fit into that. Well, let me tell you about these classes. She's got a three class part on mind-body medicine, where you learn about nutrition, exercise, and relaxation, and how they come together and changing the brain chemistry. She has a four class titled Our Invisible Gift. The class explores self-awareness with the sixth sense and provides you with tools to rise above life challenges. Coupled with that, she's got the Anatomy of the Soul, where she teaches four classes on that, and it encompasses spirituality. So that all being said, let's bring Tracy on. Tracy, are you here?
Oh, hi, everyone.
How are you tonight, Tracy?
I'm actually terrific. I feel so happy to be on the show tonight.
Well, you know what? I'm just so looking forward, because this is such a different show for us. I mean, usually it's a bunch of questions, and we kind of, banter a little bit with this topic versus that topic, and does this work, or how about that, and where do you see yourself with this and that. And tonight we're focusing on what I feel to be the whole person. We're looking at we're taking into account all the things that we've talked about on this show, all the issues that we've talked about back pain, we've talked about disease, we've talked about diabetes, we've talked about all kinds of things, as you well know. But all of those things can be calmed by virtue of learning how to relax appropriately. And I know there are people out there listening who have been told, well, you need to learn how to meditate. You know, it's not that easy. Speaking from personal experience, I was told that so long, and it was like, yeah, okay, well, how do I do that? What do I do? Guess what? You don't know, or you think you know, or you buy a tape, or you buy, you know, well, shows how old I am, you buy a CD or a video, or you go to YouTube, and it's not that simple, because if you're like me, your mind wanders, and then you go, am I doing this right? How is that working? You know? But let me just kind of back up for a minute, because I want to let everybody know that for all intents and purposes of tonight's show, if you've done any research at all on meditation, you're going to know that meditation kind of crosses the gamut between health and wellness and spirituality and whatever. For all intents and purposes of tonight's show, we're talking about meditation and improving health and relaxation. That being said, I just kind of wanted also say to everybody, if you've also done some research, you've probably gone to different sources. I, too, decided to look at those particular sources, and I found WebMD, who actually promotes and says that meditation is one of the biggest stress reducers that there is. And they've seen more and more studies for improvement for things like fibromyalgia, psoriasis, irritable bowel syndrome, blood pressure. It's amazing. I mean, meditation just kind of takes the gamut as it relates to the brain. So all that being said, Tracy, I'm going to let you take it from there, and you're the one that teaches this stuff, so give us some pointers, please.
Oh, thank you so much. That was actually a terrific introduction. You had mentioned stress, and I think that to talk about stress is probably the best place to start. That was what made me actually start to study meditation and then to teach it. Chronic stress really is making us all sick and tired. In the past 10 years, advances in genetics and brain imaging shows how positive lifestyle behaviors like eating healthy and exercise and positive reconditioning of our beliefs and training our mind and body through relaxations and through various forms of meditation, it helps us to restore the damage done by stress. So, and anyone can do this. I want to encourage, I just want to say something, a simple sentence. Whatever you focus on is what you are bringing to your experience. So my goal tonight is just to make you more mindful, to shut down the negative thoughts and to be inspired by your own positive thoughts. Because this is what happens with negative thinking. This is what happens with signs of stress. I'm sure that your listeners have heard of the fight or flight response. During this stressful event, this is the things that happen physiologically. We have increased blood pressure. We have increased heart rate. We have increased rate of breathing, increased blood flow to the muscles. It's inevitable. We are all human beings, and as human beings, that is our physiological response to stress. Over time, that stress is going to cause heart attacks and strokes because we are reacting rather than responding. And I don't mean to say the word response softer, but the truth is, it is softer. It's just not softer verbally. It's softer on our bodies because responding to an event rather than reacting, it means that we have an increased mindfulness in the relaxation response. And
okay, I'm going to stop you right there, okay?
Yes.
Because what I want to do is I want to kind of break it down a little bit because I want you, first of all, to go back and repeat whatever you focus on is what. Can you finish the rest of that sentence? I want
whatever
you to kind
of... Of course. And I'll repeat that several times, even before we do some examples of meditations. Whatever you focus on is what you bring to your experience.
So let's just... let's give an example of that. So if I'm focusing on... Give me an example.
If you're focusing on the success of your radio show, it makes you feel more relaxed rather than, and I don't want to put anything negative out there, but whatever someone is, okay, this is a better way to say it. If someone's trying to lose weight, because I'm a dietitian, so I'm used to hearing this, rather than focus on the negative, oh, I don't want to get fat, oh, my God, I don't think I'll fit into that dress, I have to stop eating. Get that? That's negative. It's better to focus on the positive. I can't wait to lose 10 pounds. I can't wait to feel better. I can't wait for the family event to come up so I could wear my new dress. Do you feel the difference in what I'm saying? Not even hearing it, but do you feel it?
I understand what you're saying, and I get that the way that you phrase whatever it is that comes out of your mouth and from your head is how you feel about it. I think there's also another point to be made that if you bring the positive out, you are actually attracting the positive and you're not attracting the negative. So it's a different way of thinking, but it's also a way of changing, because I've done some research on this topic throughout the years, and what I know is that there's a thing called cellular memory. So when we consistently, and we'll use your example, if we consistently say, I need to lose weight, or I'm too overweight, we remember that physiologically, and it kind of sticks with us. So excuse the pun there about it sticking with us, but it's true. Yeah. Things that we think about in those terms stick with us, as opposed to if we think about, I love the way that I look, I'm going, I know I will look even better, that's the memory then we put into our own brains and our own cellular thoughts.
It's very spiritual, or if I dare say, Kabbalistic, that the words we speak out in the universe inevitably affect how we feel and comes back to us. It is a very mindful thing. But you really,
and that would be
the
definition of mindfulness, understanding what you're doing, right? So that all being said, do you have to be so highly conscious about what you're saying and how you're feeling in order to meditate, or can you actually just learn to meditate and say, you know, the average Joe's not going to say, is not going to be able to say, hey, you know what, I've got to really kind of improve my consciousness, so therefore I must meditate. They're going to say, I need to learn how to relax because I'm going to have a stroke, right? So can it be done?
Anyone can learn to meditate in even 1 minute. You don't need, or let me not even concern your listeners with the word of meditation. Can we say anyone can learn to relax in 1 to 3 minutes?
That's even better. I like that. Let's do that. Let's talk about, let's interchange that. So when we're talking tonight, we'll talk about relaxation, which ultimately means meditation.
No, actually, Carol, the relaxation response actually involves a number of different things. First, is it okay if I talk about what the relaxation response is first?
Sure. For it. Let's do it.
So just to go back, we talked about the effects of stress. And I'm just going to repeat it, how it increases blood pressure, increases heart rate, increases the rate of breathing, and it causes us to react rather than respond. What the relaxation response does, it has the complete opposite internal signs: decreased blood pressure, decreased heart rate, decreased rate of breathing, and decreased flow of muscles, decreased flow of blood to the muscles, which means that it calms us down. So I'm just going to remind everyone that, again, we all have enormous potential to rewire our brain. It's enormous. And that's what we're looking to do tonight. We just want to get everyone to understand that no matter how inexperienced they are with meditation, whether they be first-timers or ninth-timers or 20th-timers, everyone has the ability to calm themselves down in as little as 1 minute.
Okay, let's do an exercise. You want to give an exercise? We'll do a minute or two, and then we'll talk about that and that experience.
Okay, so there's something called mini relaxation exercises. So let me just explain what it is before we actually do one. Mini relaxation exercises are focused breathing techniques, and it helps us to reduce our anxiety and or tension immediately. You can't go faster than that. It's immediate. So we can do these mini exercises with our eyes opened or closed, whatever your listeners prefer. We can do them anytime, any place. No one will know that you're doing it. And like a meditation, the mini exercises are individualized. So I have three of them, and we'll do one now, and then we'll talk again, and then we'll do another one, just so that your listeners can find a mini relaxation exercise that is really individualized for them. So are we ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it. I'm looking forward to it. From what you just said, I could, you know, you could do it anywhere. So if I'm in the middle of wanting to pull my hair out and, you know, totally messed up, I can actually do one of these. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. So what I'm going to have everyone do first, I just want everyone to sit with your legs uncrossed, and I want you all to take a deep breath. And if it's okay, I am going to ask everyone to close their eyes. And there's some relaxing music playing in the background. And I want you, as your eyes are closed, I want you to take a deep breath and exhale, because relaxation is all about slowing down your breathing. So I want you to count very slowly to yourself from 5 down to 0, one number on each out breath. For example, breathe in, and on your first breath, you say 5. And then with the next breath, you say 4, and you work your way down to 0. So I'm going to let your listeners do this for just a minute by themselves, and then you'll hear my voice, and I'm just going to ask you to tune into how you feel. So go ahead and begin. Take your first deep breath, inhale, and exhale, and say to yourself 5, and go. And when you're ready, come back to the room and slowly open your eyes. And Carol, if you don't mind, how do you feel?
I actually feel a whole lot calmer, just kind of mellowed a little bit. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. You know, the benefits of relaxation response, first, it does improve our ability to focus and concentrating. It changes our brain activity. It also immediately reduces tension and anxiety. And you'll let me know after tonight, it also improves our mood and sleep quality. It helps with our thinking, and it really does get our emotions better under control. From a physiological standpoint, from a physiological standpoint, it really can lower blood pressure and cholesterol and help us to control our blood sugar. But this, obviously, you need to be consistent with it. It even can help fight an addictive behavior or a self-destructive behavior, including negative thinking. I know for me, I am a writer, so it enhances my creativity. And because I'm also pretty competitive with exercise, it increases my ability to perform and exercise. Now, here's the best part. According to my students and my clients, it increases self-awareness and self-acceptance. It adds more joy and love and spontaneity to life. It can enhance close relationships with friends and family, especially if you're doing it together. But the thing that I get the most out of it, and I really look forward to my quiet time to have that relaxation response, it deepens my sense of purpose, and it enhances my spiritual appreciation of life. That's what I would wish for you and the listeners.
Well, I think that just getting any one of those or a few of those would improve greatly upon pretty much everyone's quality of life. And I think that one of the points I'd like to make is you've already made these points in terms of it improving blood pressure, and it actually improves blood sugar, I believe, too, in terms of some of that overall control and what happens physiologically. But the point that I would really like to make is that no matter what, just taking a minute to stop and breathe is a good thing, and it absolutely does reset. It's like a reset button for the body. Would you agree?
Oh, it is a reset button, and we all need to reset several times a day.
So if we were to walk through a busy day, anybody, I mean, in today's world, everyone has a busy day. I mean, I don't think anyone can escape it. I think I was doing some reading last week where our pace has increased so quantitatively that mentally we're all having issues about keeping up, and what it's doing to us is it's increasing incidence of road rage, it's increasing incidence of anger just in general, and how we are toward one another, because everyone has to be somewhere all the time or do something at every single minute, and there is no chance of just having time to reset. So when I see this kind of exercise and I'm feeling, and I'm also just feeling the difference immediately, then, you know, when I'm sitting in traffic and I know that I have to be somewhere and I start to do one of these exercises, it does help. It does help to reset going, you know what, I'll get there.
See, what's amazing is that you said you feel it. That's the difference between intellectualizing it and feeling it. Meditation, or the relaxation response, helps us to feel more. And that's really, getting in touch with our emotions is a good thing. You know, we're not detached. And that's a really good thing.
Well,
the awareness
it is
of our bodies.
I need to kind of just interject something real quickly for people.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to you, Tracy, but let me just interject. Yes, we're talking about feelings, and yes, we're talking about how it makes us overall feel better, and it does improve health. But statistically, from all things that I could see, if someone does these exercises and learns how to meditate, even for short periods of time, 15 to 20 minutes a day, for a period of 2 months, things like cholesterol and blood pressure and blood sugars all reset and go back to normal. Now, that's not a guarantee, so please, everyone, understand. Nothing is guaranteed. But statistically, the majority of people have seen resets on this. So I make that point, Tracy, so that if anybody's listening going, oh, isn't that wonderful? I'm very much a realist. And if someone's listening going, oh, isn't that wonderful? And I just, you know, oh, this is la-la stuff, and I wish I could do that. No, seriously. This is what it can do for you. This is why we're talking about this, because on this show we do bring you the latest and greatest statistically as to what does happen when and how, so that you can affect a positive change. So that all being said, Tracy, now I'm going to let you take it into the next exercise, do whatever it is that you want to do, but I want to keep making the point that 2 months, that's not a long period of time.
So I'm actually going to comment on something that you said, because for the beginning, for beginners, 15 to 20 minutes of sitting still, someone might be saying that is never going to happen because there are so many the challenges. I think that's a good word. There's so many challenges for a beginner. You know, it could be the time, 15 to 20 minutes could sound like such a long time that they might be concerned about their wandering mind. They might have emotions or memories surfacing. There might be a restlessness. They might even fall asleep. There could be external or internal noise, mostly internal noise. And there also could be an anxiety about letting go, or most people even thinking that they're not doing it right. So there's a lot of stress that could be associated. So I'm going to say it could just be for 1 minute. It could be for one song. It can be for half a song. If you listen to a song like Garth Brooks' The River, and just listen to the words, or you listen to Somewhere Over the Rainbow and listen to the words, and it's only one song, I guaranteed it's really hard to listen to a beautiful song with meaningful words and be stressed out thinking of what you have to do for the day. Focus on the words. What happens is you develop more of awareness, not only of your physical self. So we are going to do another exercise, but I'm going to challenge you right now, again, uncross your legs, but now I'm going to get you to just do a little bit of thinking that while we're doing the next exercise, I want you to be aware of your bodies, your physical self. I want you to become aware of your emotions, your emotional self, and I want you to be aware of your thoughts, your intellectual mind, because what happens during meditation or the relaxation response is you begin to understand that there is an interaction, a relationship between the way we think, the way we feel, and the experiences that we're having. That in mind.
Can you walk through something like that? Give me an example.
Okay. So, I know this is a personal experience for me. I have very often, when I'm stressed out, my back goes out. My lower back goes out. So what happens for me, my thoughts could be thinking of whatever it is that's stressing me out, whether it be a person or a situation, and I'm thinking of it, and all of a sudden my body becomes tense, and my back goes out. And it is a psychological thing that causes a physiological thing. That, what I'm trying to make people aware of is, the more we become aware of this, the more we can rise above it.
So your neck could go out, your shoulder could go out, your knees might give in, whatever. It could be anything, right?
here's the thing. No, some of it really is physiological. Then, you know, as we get older, things do happen. But see, I'm aware of my stress level and my back. I'm aware that for me it is psychosomatic. Some things may not be. So, you know, if one of your listeners is going running and then they have knee problems, that's not psychosomatic. They really could have an injury.
Right.
I want to make you, this is all about self-awareness. That's why the more we can quiet our mind, the more we understand what's physiological and what's psychological.
Okay, so let me just backtrack a little bit. So how does one become aware? It's not just through meditation. It's about understanding what's happening with your body and what's different about it. I mean, how do you decipher between what's real and what not that it's not real, but what is physiological and what may be attached to some emotional response? How do you decipher between that without thinking that you've got to run to the doctor every 5 minutes, because nobody wants to do that, nor does anybody have the time to do that,
Okay, so that really does take time, and that does take experience. You know, in the beginning, if you're not sure, then make that trip to the doctor's office, and then you begin to understand after you've had the X-ray or the CAT scan that, okay, there's nothing wrong, then maybe you need to relax a little bit. And you know what? It's not just meditation. There's so many different things.
Reverse
that,
Tracy. Can we say you try some relaxation responses like we're doing tonight, and some of this stuff goes away, then you heighten your awareness. Can we make that statement?
Here's what I would be concerned about. Because we, you know, yes, we're trying to be our own doctors, but if someone really is suffering from something, I don't want them to wait. You know, I'd rather them make sure with certainty that it really is not physiological. And once the doctor says, no, I'm sorry, there's nothing wrong physically, there's nothing wrong with you, then maybe that can give them the more of a reason to slow down, to sit down and really pay attention. And one of the best things they can do with that is a body scan. It is just it is quiet time by themselves where they just sit and see, what does their body feel like? Where does their body ache? You know, so often we just don't pay attention. They're sitting in silence, even if it's just for 5 minutes. There's silent prayer that we can do.
I'm just saying. So let's just. I'm just trying to kind of stay on task, but we kind of need to kind of go off and then come back a little bit, just to give everybody an idea that this is a huge topic, but at the same time, there are things that can be done, and you can heighten your awareness. You can learn to understand what is actually happening with you to the point where you'll say, hey, you know what? I know, just like you with your example, when you're stressed, your back goes out. And if you just learn to correlate certain things like that, I'm not saying don't go to the doc by any means, you should, but I am saying that if you learn about yourself a little bit more, you might be able to thwart off some of the more intense situations. Like, for instance, if your back goes out and you know that you're stressed, and you can say, what am I stressed about, and kind of relieve that stress and do one of these exercises, and that relieves your back, as opposed to not knowing that at all, and the back gets worse and you're not able to move, and you end up, you are going to go to the doc anyway, but now you're not able to move, as opposed to just being a little bit stiff. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense. It is about self-awareness, but it's also about self-respect, that you learn to respect your body, and it's an intuition that you have, where I love that you said you just know. It's not, you get to the point where it changes from, well, I think this is going on, to, I know this is it. And it is so comforting to know.
You do know that, yeah. So let's go through another exercise and let's see what else you got.
Okay. So let's do another exercise. This actually is this exercise is really my client's favorite. It's really, really easy. So once again, I want you to uncross your legs and slowly close your eyes. And I'm going to start with music again. And on the in-breath, you're going to think to yourself, I am. And then on the out-breath, you're going to think, at peace. So inhale, I am. Exhale, at peace. And do this for a minute. And I'll bring you back to the room then. And when you're ready, come on back to the room. And Carol, how do you feel?
Well, you know, I could pretty much fall asleep at this point, but as a compliment.
They're very different. They were very different, those two exercises, but you got to find one that really feels right to you and has that immediate effect.
Well, you're right, but I think you just hit the nail on the head. You got to find the exercises that are right for you. So it's really cool that you're doing different exercises tonight to kind of guide people through what it is that that works for them. So giving them options. Everybody needs options, and I think that's going to prove to be very helpful tonight.
You know, part of what, it's all about focus. And if it's not the exercises, the mini exercises that you want to do, that's okay. Then you could pick your favorite word and you could focus on a word, or you can keep repeating a phrase. You could visualize a place, or you can even visualize your favorite person. Maybe you can have a photo in front of you and you can just focus on the photo or a candle or a shape, any object in the room. But what it comes down to is your breath. You just have to really focus on slowing down your breath.
So walk us through that for a minute, okay? So I come to you. I'm completely stressed out, and I want to know what I need to do. And you're going to tell me to breathe. And then you're going to tell me to visualize maybe a place that's comfortable for me or where I feel most at peace. And I'm going to breathe like we did a couple of minutes back. And you want to just kind of run that scenario one more time on the beginning just to let everybody remember what that was like?
Yeah, actually, when someone comes into me and they're really stressed out, no, I don't tell them what to focus on at all. What I usually do is I bring them into a different room. I don't have them sit. I bring them into a different room and play music, not quiet music like what you were listening to. I actually play dancing music. This is the way we start off. And I let them know, you know, I want you to feel the music. And you do whatever your body tells you to do. And I'm doing it too so they don't feel awkward. And most of the time we just dance. And when the song is over, I ask them, how do you feel? And they're laughing. They're like, oh, my God, that was so much fun. So now their defenses are down. So what happens then is they elicited the relaxation response with dancing, because you cannot be anxious while you're dancing, because whether it's soft music, whether it's dancing, you're changing the reaction in your brain.
So if I'm going to be the realist again, okay? If completely stressed out and I don't know which way to turn because I've got so much crap going on, what am I supposed to do for myself? I don't have somebody like you. I'm supposed to go into a different room, turn on some music, any kind of music, and just listen to it. Is that what you're saying?
You know, everyone's different. So that will work for some people. It may not work for others. But here's something to think about. So before you even do anything, you got to ask yourself, well, what's stressing you out? Are you focusing on thinking about the past? Is what's stressing you out thinking about the future? You cannot be stressed out if you are thinking about right now. If you are present in the moment, you can't be stressed out. That's what music does. That's what mindfulness does. My clients who are dancing in that moment, they forget what they were anxious about. So I'm just letting your listeners know that if you're really stressed out and you feel all the symptoms of it, then you need to rechannel your thought processes, even if it's just temporary. Play your favorite song. Call your favorite person. Just so that you give your brain a rest.
Okay, so you should actively engage in a diversion. Just walk away, do something different. That's number one. Would you say that would be true?
I would say that would be true and helpful, yes.
Okay. So that would be rule number one. Then rule number two is to start breathing. Would that be right?
A slower breathing. So if you take 2 seconds to inhale, take 5 seconds to exhale. And breathe in and out through your nose, not through your mouth. Breathing in and out through your nose slows everything down. It slows you down.
So it slows the heart rate down, which ultimately slows you down. Is that right?
Everything slows down. I'd actually like to give your audience another visual. And this is my clients let me know this is a really good visual for them. Do you know what happens if you shake a soda bottle up and then you open it? What happens? You shake it, and then you open the bottle. What happens?
And it overflows and you've got a mess on your hands.
You got a real mess. Well, it's the same thing with our thought process. When we're anxious, it's because our thoughts are overflowing. So another thing we can do, especially during the time when you're meditating, is just let it all flow out. Because what happens with that bottle is eventually the bubbles, it makes the mess, and then it quiets down. And it's the same thing with our mind. If we keep fighting it, it's going to keep spilling over. If we just let it spill and just let it go, it eventually stops. It quiets down.
So how do we
do
that? How do we just let it go? Because sometimes you just can't. Sometimes you're caught up in the middle of it, and how do you just let it go?
If you're finding that you can't, it's because you're still in that negative thought process. So that is now disengaging from it. So it might be walking away, taking a walk, calling a friend, turning on the music. Everyone really needs to find what works for them. But I beg of you, please don't make it destructive. don't go to the alcohol, don't go to food, don't go to smoking. I ask that you go through it so that you learn to rise above it rather than keep being destructive and going around it. I ask that you have confidence in yourself that just because you couldn't go through it in the past doesn't mean that you can't go through it now. We're not the same person after we've meditated. If you're really looking to change, you change during a meditation. A great meditation can even make you cry because you start feeling. Doing all of those destructive behaviors, we're numbing ourselves. So I'm asking you, again, going back to that whole connection between mind and body, feel it so that you eventually get to rise above it.
Okay. So do you have another, do you have one more exercise? I'm asking because
I do.
I don't know if any questions.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind people that if you have questions to press the number 1 to get in the queue. But we've got about 15 minutes left. So what I'd like to do is do this last exercise and then maybe recap all 3 exercises one more time so that everybody remembers what to do and how to do it and why we're doing it. And then we'll see if we have any questions. I'm not really sure. And I will say to people that if you are pressing 1 and you're not getting through, let us know that either on Facebook or through the blog because we've had some issues. In our last show, we had some real issues. So I'm really hoping that people will be able to get through tonight. So that being said, Tracy, let's do this last exercise and let's try to recap those 3, okay?
Okay, so I'm once again going to have everyone take a deep breath, uncross your legs. And this time, I'm going to actually do something different. You know, I will say that with regards to the mini exercises, they're terrific when you're going through traffic or when you're holding, when you're being held on the phone, waiting for someone to come back, if you're waiting on a line in the supermarket, even if someone says something that bothers you, you can disappear into a mini relaxation in the dentist's chair. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're in pain, even if you can't fall asleep at night, these are all wonderful times to do a mini relaxation. But I want to do something just a little bit different now. I'm just going to say 3 phrases, and one of these you're going to connect with. So this is one of the phrases that I want you to see. Which one do you feel the most? Okay, I want you to connect with one of these phrases. So one of them, so you're going to close your eyes and just breathe normally and just relax. And we're going to do this for a minute. And you're just going to see which one you feel the most. Again, this is not about using your intellect. This has nothing to do with what's the right or wrong answer. This is about what phrase am I about to say to you that you actually are moved by. Okay. Deep breath, inhale. And exhale. I want you to think to yourself, I do enough. And exhale. Again, inhale. I do enough. And exhale. The next one is, inhale. I have enough. Breathe in. I have enough. And exhale. Breathe in again. I am enough. And exhale. And again, am enough. And exhale. And now I want you to think, which one of those did you feel? I do enough? I have enough, or I am enough. And take a few minutes to just meditate on that phrase and feel your body relax. Breathe in and breathe out. And when you're ready, come back to the room. And how do you feel?
It really does change your perspective. It really does. I mean, you know, you can be sitting there thinking, oh, I got to do X, Y, and Z while you're talking to somebody and whatever. But if you just take the time to do exactly what you just did, it just kind of brings you back to yourself. It's really very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
Wow, no, thank you.
So we've got just a couple minutes left, so I want to recap the three exercises if we can pretty, you know, little quickly and kind of talk about the benefits of each one as, you know, kind of give examples as to when you might use them as quickly as we can, okay?
Okay. So the first one that we did, it was just a breathing exercise where we took a breath in and we said five and then we exhaled. And on each out-breath, we said four and then three and then went down to zero. And then the second one that we did, we took a deep breath in and we said, I am. And on the exhale, we said, at peace. Both very different, but it depends on the person. Which one is easier? Remember, this is not supposed to be stressful. So it really is which one is easier for you. And then the other one we did was a phrase. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. Which one do you relate to most? But keep in mind, we can also focus on a word or a person, a piece, a candle. This relaxation response is really individualized. The goal is to focus on the present. That's the main goal that we're looking at. I think that what happens is no matter what you're doing, you're just creating your body's relaxation response. That's what it is. It's inducing deep brain and body relaxation. So it could be through a meditation or a prayer, through yoga, the same gratitude, even through soothing music. Something that I still don't understand and how it affects, the smell of lavender changes brain chemistry. So if you want to just get hand lotion that's a lavender scent, a room deodorizer that's a lavender scent, that can work also. Take a deep breath and really smell it. There's one other thing that everyone can relate to, laughter. Laughter changes brain chemistry. So please remember that if you're not in a good place, absolutely call your funniest friend and go out and laugh. Something that is more in your control, it's respecting your brain. And that means making sure you're eating well, making sure you're exercising, getting a good night's sleep. All of these things affect your brain chemistry. One of the most important things, again, I've said it in a different way earlier, is you are wherever your thoughts are. So please make sure that your thoughts are where you want to be. there's questions that I ask my clients as well as myself. And this is the insightfulness, the intuition that you get the answers to when you begin to calm your mind down. One of them is, what is really meaningful in your life? Who is really meaningful in your life? What are your passions? Why are you here? What are the gifts that you have to give? And when you have this relaxation response, you get the answers to that. And then you begin to live your purpose. And then nothing, I promise you, nothing stresses you out. So that would be a real goal for all of us. Again, you are wherever your thoughts are. So please make sure that your thoughts are where you want to be. Thank you so much, Carol. Did I lose you? Carol?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Hello?
You now.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, I was doing all kinds of talking there for a minute. I was saying please press 1 if you do have a question. We do have a blog question. We have just a couple minutes left, so maybe we can just see what we can do with this. It says, I have tried a variety of ways to meditate with the deep breathing and different exercises like you've described, but my mind wanders and it won't shut off. Is there a way to overcome this?
Practice. First, don't fight it. Don't fight it. Are you meditating in complete silence? Put on your favorite singer and listen to their voice, their song. Pretend they are singing directly to you. Meaning, find a song that is meaningful to you so that you are listening to the words, listening to their words, so that their words overpower your words, the words that your own thoughts, and see if that works for you. You're not alone. No, really, I just let them know. Please don't give up. You're not alone. Everyone struggles. Even the best people, the best of long-term meditators, myself included, very often I find it very hard to stop hearing my own thoughts. So please stay with it. It's okay. That's part of your experience. It's okay.
So you give yourself permission to let your mind wander, and then you say, then you tell yourself you got to get back to it. That's okay.
Again, think
of
that soda bottle exploding. Let it go. Let the thoughts go, and they will slow itself. It will stop.
Okay, great. Wow, that's all. You know, I'm just trying to recap all the. There's a lot of information tonight, but yet, it all seems so doable. But it's. I know there's people out there listening going, but it's so foreign too. I mean, we talked about a lot of things. Get in touch with yourself. Understand what it means to, you know, be aware. You know, decipher between when it might be an emotional attachment as opposed to a physiological one, but that means you have to become more aware. So all of that stuff, the message is don't get bogged down in that stuff. Just know that whenever you're feeling stressed and you want to relax, start to breathe, start to do some of these exercises that Tracy took us through. Tracy, thank you so much. You were fabulous as always, as I knew you would be. We've got so many other things that we can do with this topic. I'm anxious to see what kind of responses we get, because we get a lot of things on Facebook the next couple of days, because some people even archive our shows. So when we do that, then I'm sure that you'll be back, and I'm sure that we'll have some things to talk about even more. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Oh, that would it would be more than okay. It would be my pleasure, and I look forward to that.
Great. And with that note, I'm going to tell everyone we'll be back in 2 weeks, where we're actually having another repeat, couple of repeat guests. We're following up on what you've asked us to do. We did a show back, I think, in March on diabetes and carbohydrate control. As promised during that show, we decided that we were going to do how to make living with diabetes and controlling your carbohydrates easy, and we're going to go through some exercises, and we're actually going to do some basic life scenarios on how to do it nicely, quickly, and with ease so that you don't feel so bogged down about controlling your diabetes. Franziska Spritzler and Lily Nichols will be back to talk with us about that. And if you remember, Franziska's the one that wrote the book on the carbohydrate control diabetes, and she's got fabulous ideas and recipes, and she shared some of that with us during the show, and we got a lot of good responses on that. Looking forward to it. So please join us in a couple of weeks, 7 p.m. This is the Whole Scoop Radio, and we're going to sign out for tonight. Tell everyone thank you so much, and thanks for your patience, and we really hope you enjoyed tonight, and thank you, Tracy.
Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful. Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.